Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Well, Easter passed by about a month ago, and you may still have some Easter lilies hanging around. These are beautiful plants with white trumpet-shaped flowers that are symbolic of Easter, and people oftentimes purchase them to decorate for Easter. Or you may find some left over at your church, or maybe you're wandering into a nursery and see they've put their Easter lilies on sale. Well, all of these are great opportunities to get a hold of Easter lilies. Why? Well, because Easter lilies are a wonderful bulb to plant in our gardens. They will come back and bloom for us year after year, generally around about late April or on into May. So those plants should not be thrown away like you might throw away your Christmas poinsettias. These need to be planted out into your garden. Now take the plant out of the pot and plant it into a well-prepared bed in a spot that gets plenty of morning sun and some shade in the afternoon. Plant the plant at the same level it was growing in the pot so that the root ball is level with the soil in the bed. Water it in real good and mulch it. Now these plants go dormant around about midsummer, so don't be depressed or upset when you see that plant starting to turn yellow and sickly looking. This is just the natural summer dormancy taking place. By fall, they'll just about have disappeared, and then around about October, they wake up and start growing again. They grow over through the winter. The nice bright green foliage is a welcome spot of green in the wintertime. The foliage is quite hardy here. You don't have to worry about it being affected by the cold. And then again, you get those beautiful white trumpet-shaped fragrant flowers every year in the late spring period. And the clumps will get bigger and more beautiful from year to year to year. So again, if you can get your hands a hold of some of those great Easter lilies left over from Easter, get them out into your garden and you'll be rewarded for your effort for years and years to come. There are a wide variety of summer flowering bulbs that we can plant this time of the year, and this is a great time to start thinking about adding those to your landscape. It includes all kinds of wonderful garden plants like canna, agapanthus, many kinds of gingers, white spider lilies or hymenocallis, elephant ear, caladium, and oxalis, to name a few of the wonderful summer bulbs that you'll find available at your local nurseries and garden centers now. Now, gingers are wonderful, and they're one of the best plants that we have for growing in shadier areas or spots that get some sun during the day and then shade the rest of the day. Wonderful plants like the butterfly ginger, peacock ginger, and hidden lily ginger, dancing ladies ginger, and the shell ginger. Don't they have wonderful names? These are a few of the gingers that you might find available at your local nurseries and garden centers. Again, they come in a variety of sizes and heights, so ask some questions at the nursery about how big they're going to get, how they bloom, and get an idea about where you might want to locate those in your landscape. For sunnier areas, we have the shell ginger. And this is a really large growing ginger. The most popular form of the shell ginger is the variegated shell ginger, and that's probably the most popular ginger that's around these days. It has bright yellow stripes and variegations in its foliage. It will grow in anywhere from full sun to part shade, and so it's a really versatile plant for us in our landscapes. If you're looking for a nice variegated plant to brighten up an area, that variegated shell ginger is a wonderful choice. Another summer bulb coming into bloom right now is agapanthus, and you'll find these available in a wide variety of sizes, shapes, and flower colors at your nursery, everything from white to deep navy blue and everything in between. These plants enjoy being planted in a nice sunny area, and don't pamper them too much. Water them for a couple of 3 months while they settle in, and then really leave them alone. They're one of those plants that's very drought tolerant and resents being watered too much through the year. So some agapanthus in the garden could be added now as well. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.